good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, You Know Not the Day Nor the Hour.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to give me my share of our inheritance. He replied, Friend, who has set me up as your judge or arbiter? Then he said to the crowd, Avoid greed in all its forms. A man may be wealthy, but his possessions do not guarantee him life. He told them a parable in these words. There was a rich man who had a good harvest. What shall I do? He asked himself. I have no place to store my harvest. I know, he said. I will pull down my grain bins and build larger ones. All my grain and my goods will go there. Then I will say to myself, You have blessings in reserve for years to come. Relax, eat heartily, drink well, enjoy yourself. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your life shall be required of you. To whom will all this piled up wealth of yours go? That is the way it works with the man who grows rich for himself instead of growing rich in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in high school, we had an amazing Marist father who taught us religion and social studies. But he had a saying known to strike fear in the hearts of his students. He would walk slowly around the classroom and intone, You know not the day nor the hour. He actually wasn't talking about life or death. Anyway, at a high school age, you don't usually dwell on your mortality. But he was referring to something much more frightening to high school students, the pop quiz. Father's teaching technique was pretty right on. I learned a lot in his class because I knew I had to really know the material because any day I walked into class could be the day of the pop quiz. You know not the day nor the hour. In today's gospel, I think this is one of the lessons our Lord wants to teach us, that no matter how involved we are in our earthly life, that life is temporary. We know not the day nor the hour that we will be called to leave it behind. And yet perhaps even more important in this lesson about greed, storing up earthly possessions that we can't even use. What better way to be prepared for our journey to eternal life than not to be weighed down by possessions? The rich man in the parable held an abundance of grain, and instead of thinking, I have an overabundance, I could share the extra with the poor, he thinks, where can I put the extra? Oh yes, I'll just build bigger barns. In our culture of consumerism, we can get carried away with owning things. We're constantly bombarded with items from commercials that tell us we can't live without them, or that if we own them, we'll have a better life. But as I get older, I am discovering the joy of simplicity. I look around at all the things I have accumulated in my life, and I can't believe I have so much stuff. Now all I want to do is just get rid of it. And every time I go through closets or my desks or whatever and find items that aren't of any use to me, I wonder why I even have them. Sadly, I may be too similar to the rich man in the parable today, but I don't have to stay that way. I can use his story as a constant reminder to change how I view life. I can buy only what I really need and budget so that I can set aside money to help those less fortunate. The rich man wasn't condemned because he was rich, but because he hoarded earthly possessions instead of focusing on his spiritual life. He was more concerned with the temporal world. Because of God's merciful love, we are privileged to share in his eternal life. But that doesn't mean we need to deny the beauty of earthly life. In his wisdom, our Father gave us many beautiful gifts to enjoy while we're here on earth. The challenge is the balance. The rich man in today's parable was way off balance. He didn't see his earthly possessions as gifts from God. He saw them as something he had earned and was entitled to have. And when he was called from his earthly life, would he even have the wisdom to recognize God and accept God's offering of love and mercy? For that is what Christ wants for us, the ability to thank God for our earthly gifts and the wisdom to seek God's mercy and to be able to step easily from physical life to life eternal. So the truth is, we do not know the day nor the hour. And our life here on earth should be a preparation that makes that transition easier.
Oh.